Buccaneers fans, it's a rare game day edition of the Ira Kaufman podcast. He's here. He's the sage of Tampa Bay sports. We are here at One Buck Palace way before the game, Ira. They brought us in here for a torture session, and I got through it. I'm glad you enjoyed your waterboarding here. And we've got plenty to talk about. Lee's coming out from the trainer right now, and we've got to get into this game. We got to give our picks. We've got to talk about some of the things that have been happening this week with the Bucs. We're going to be short, and we'll be back, of course, after tonight's game against the Falcons. Tonight, coming in to the game, or tomorrow, all weekend long, you got to get to Bill Curry Ford. They're a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. They have been there since 1960, family-owned. You've heard us talk about it before, but it's not something to just brush off. Interest rates have come down. You got to jump on the 0% financing offers at Bill Curry Ford. 0% for 60 months, no payments for 90 days, extra discount from Sean Sullivan, the general manager, our good friend. Just reach out to him and ask him. You can find him at BillCurryFord.com. And Ira, they've got even more incentives coming. And this is, as Sean has explained openly on our podcast, talking to fans or on his Best in Class podcast. He's our draft guru. He's explained why buying a vehicle at the end of the year is the best time to buy it. Your trade's never going to be worth more than it is today. They're paying more for your trade than it's worth. BillCurryFord.com. Don't mess around. Family-owned does make a difference. And Sage, you know what? Florida's Elite Restoration. Folks have to get smart about researching what they're going to do when, not if, unfortunately, when they have a problem in their home, whether it's a flood, fire, mold, storm damage, whatever it is, put them in your disaster plan. Get to their website, floridaselite restoration.com, and learn about what they do. Call them.
It's your biggest investment, right, Steve? You got to take care of it.
There is no bigger. You call them 24/7 if you have a problem. You get a free inspection from experts in the industry. Can you beat that anywhere? No. You call whenever it is. You mention Ira or Joe Bucks fan. If you need them to do the work, you'll get $500 back for mentioning Ira or Joe Bucks fan. You can't beat that. Go to Google. Search Florida's Elite Restoration. You'll see 5-star reviews across the board, which seems absolutely impossible. They cover the whole Tampa Bay area and beyond across the state. Florida's Elite Restoration, they're family-owned. Josh Martin, fantastic guy, loves Bucks fans, has helped many of them. And you just have to get to their website and put them in your phone, put them in your plan. Floridaselite Restoration.com. They are elite. It's right there in the name. It's a one-stop shop, Ira. If your kitchen gets trashed from a flood, they can go all the way through and get you a new kitchen on top of restoring everything and making sure your home is back whole and retaining its value and all that. All right, Ira, let's start here. Jason Pierre-Paul, added to the Bucks practice squad. Your thoughts?
I think equally as important as him dropping a quarterback or two down the stretch, I think he's here for his attitude. I think he's here to kick a little ass in that locker room because, Lee, we saw very little energy against the slimy Saints. Very little. As a matter of fact, you could even extend that to all the games since the bye, with rare exception. There's no juice. There's no energy. And JPP's all about that. And I think they picked him for a specific reason, besides the fact that he was a heck of a player. But a guy who may not be in football shape right now, no matter what. But, Lee, there might be some benefits from an attitude standpoint for having this guy kick some ass on that defense.
I agree with you, but I'll actually go a step further. Before I say that, I'm going to say right here for everyone to hear, all of North America and your friends in Samoa, Ireland, and the Vatican and Tel Aviv and et cetera, et cetera. If JPP gets 2 sacks, I will buy you not 1, 2 chicken wing dinners at Ferg's. So we can watch football together.
2 sacks the rest of the way? The rest of the season?
The rest of the way. The rest of the way.
Including playoffs, Ira.
Let's remember that, Steve.
Yep. I'll be more than happy to do it because that means JPP will do something. I don't expect anything from him.
I'll go on a record right now. I want dry rub. I don't want any sauce on it.
Now, here is the reason why I said I would take it a step further. He's not just here to metaphorically kick some guys in the rear end. He's a mole. I think there's going to be changes. I'm not talking about Todd Bowles. I think there's going to be changes. Now, I know Jason Light prowls the sidelines during games, specifically to get a feel for the team, get a feel for the players. He can't be in a locker room.
It's So he's going to report his findings.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Not just to kick people in the rear end, not just to maybe get a sack. Remember, he's on practice squad. Yeah, he might get elevated, but I think in part he's here to be a mole. Like JPP, who's an asshole? Who's dead wood on this roster? Who do we need to boot?
Steve, how do you interpret this move?
That's interesting. The mole theory, you would think that they could get everything they wanted from Levante David, but maybe he's too close. You know, maybe he's
exactly
too nice. So that's an interesting
outside
theory.
Perspective, in other words.
The JPP move, it's happy and sad at the same time. I love it. I love it. What do you got to lose? It's the practice squad. And for all these people whining about it, this is what NFL teams do in the modern era, where you can throw a veteran on the practice squad, which only happened started during COVID, and see what happens. Look, we had Le'Veon Bell on the team years ago, same kind of thing. And other guys, other teams do it. Phillip Rivers is in the league now, and I don't have a problem with it. The guy's been an athletic freak. So what I do have a problem with, and not a real problem, but what I think is interesting, is we don't know how he got here. The media asked JPP, what was the origin of you coming here? Did you call the Bucks? This and that. Well, how'd it go? He wouldn't say a word about how he got here. And did the Bucks call him, begging him to show up?
Did Levante David suggest
it? Did Levante David call him and say, go up to the offices, executive offices, and say, look, JPP is healthy. He's ready. He could help. This is outrageous. What's going on in this team? Did Jason Light have to push Todd Bowles to agree? Was it vice versa?
Did Bowles originate?
Did Bowles want to get him weeks ago? So that kind of stuff we just don't know, and that would be very telling and interesting. You really can't find a 36-year-old pass rusher who ever did anything in the league that just showed up out of nowhere with time off. But I have to at least hold out a little hope, only because there's really never been a guy like JPP in the league at that size with the backflips, and the guy recovered from a broken neck in no time and just came right in and had two sacks in his first game. I did watch a lot of his time with the Ravens in 2022 when he left. I think I watched almost every game. He was freelancing a lot. He was very active, and his motor was there all over the place. So I don't know what happened in 2023, but you know what? He's here, and I think he's going to play.
So, Steve, you're thinking JPP can lend a helping half-hand?
Yeah.
Does this smack of desperation, Lee?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Not just yes. Hell yes.
It does, Ira.
But that's where we are.
I don't know. Yep. I don't know if he's going to play. I looked at the desperation end of it as if he actually gets on the field. That's desperation. Him being on the practice squad, it could be what Lee said with the mole situation. And, well, we'll look at JPP. You never know. But if he actually plays against the Panthers and gets 16 snaps, that means, man, they've given up on a lot of people, and they probably should, as it sits right now. All right, so we got your take on JPP, Ira. Mike Evans coming back. Huge part of Thursday night's game. Do you think Evans is 100% healthy, or this is like a urgency situation, like got to get him on the field? Because this game is critical to the potential tiebreakers with the Panthers. They got to win this game in order and split with the Panthers. If you split with the Panthers and lose this game, you're going to be toast. So you think he's just ready to go?
I think it's going to be a Godwin situation, Lee, where he was on a snap count.
Okay.
First one back. Mm-hmm. Didn't quite look like himself because football shape is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. You know Evans rehabbed as hard as anybody's
sure.
going to rehab, just like Godwin. I think the idea is get his feet wet tonight. Maybe catches a three-yard touchdown in the corner. Maybe he does. They could use that in the red zone, Lee.
They can use 6 points, that's for sure.
But gear him up for Charlotte. And have him with a game under his legs. So that's why I think he's going to play tonight, but on a limited basis. But that doesn't mean he can't contribute and make a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he can't make a play. You're right.
I don't think he's going to be that limited, Ira. I really don't, because there's no reason why he couldn't be in top fitness, right? He didn't have a leg injury. It's not a Godwin knee injury.
But Godwin looked a lot better in week two than week one.
And like Ira said, it's a different animal being in shape and being in football shape. Although Bucky Irving might have an issue about that.
But it's still a different position. You know, and it's still, look, he left the field, Evans, in peak physical condition. And obviously had the surgery, but it's a collarbone. Doesn't mean he couldn't be in incredible aerobic shape to be out there, even if they don't throw him. I'll agree with you that
his presence is going to help Egbuka.
I don't think they throw him a ton of balls. But I think just his movement and him being out there.
Decoy?
Should change a lot. Yeah. Years ago against the Saints, he came back early. I think this might have been 2017, 2018, one of his hamstring injuries. He came back, played like a whole game, and was not targeted. But he was in there to sort of change
the offense. Needs a boost right now.
Yeah, he does.
He needs a psychic boost and a boost on the field. And I think Evans' presence is going to help him.
Psychic boost. Was it Aunt Cleo or whatever?
Yeah, Aunt Cleo.
That's just what I was thinking. That's funny. Miss Cleo, I think.
Miss Cleo. Okay.
Yeah, he's catching less than 50% of his passes. And
even Rondé's taking a poke at him on his show.
Yeah, that it's a problem. It's interesting with Ibuka. All right, I'll just jump into it, Ira.
You start it off, Steve.
I'll start it off. The Bucs are in a bad place right now. The Falcons are in a worse place. Lost 7 of 8. Pete Prisco even went on TV saying he thinks that they're in full Bermuda and Aruba mode. And they know Raheem Morris is getting fired, I believe. This is not a situation that, like the Saints with a new coach on the rise, hungry rookie quarterback, a defense playing well. This is just a bad team. But they've got some talent. They've got some pass rush talent, which could be very scary tonight. But they suck. So I'm going with the Bucs winning 2014.
Lee, the thing that concerns me, now look, they have Bijan Robinson. He's great, but I think the Bucs can handle him for the most part if they can cover him in the flat. This James Pierce, who I don't think the Bucs gave much credence to coming out of the draft, he's coming on. He looks like a good young pass rusher. Now, he's got problems off the field, but they all of a sudden they got a little bit of a pass rush, Atlanta. I'm worried about that if Wirfs isn't 90%. I don't expect 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about Gedeke. So I'm worried about Mayfield getting happy feet in the pocket, which I think is happening a little bit. Having said all that, I think Evans' presence, if it happens, I think it's going to be a big boost to this offense, a mental boost for a team that's desperate for that kind of extra motivation.
Emotional boost, too.
And I think Steve's on the right path about the Falcons. They're already thinking about 2026. I don't think Raheem's going to make it. So add it all up, Lee. I think the Bucs win. Did they ever win easy at the end of the third quarter? Are we ever writing our stories? No, that doesn't happen with
this. Oh, yeah, I've been writing my stories in the third quarter, but not in a good way.
Not in a good way. 27-17 Bucs.
I agree with what Steve says. The Dixie Chicks know they're done. They know Raheem's gone, which is why they also know Raheem would love nothing better. One of his final games as a head coach
stick
in
it
NFL.
To the Bucs.
Stick it to the team that fired him. And they know that too. I have battered wife syndrome when it comes to the Bucs. I've seen this defense too much now to expect them to shut down Kirk Cousins. I know Kirk Cousins had a crappy year. He's over the hill, blah, 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 blah. But these guys always get better. They always rise from the dead when they're facing the Bulls defense. And as bad as the inside linebackers have been in pass coverage, now they're down to their backups. Think about that. And Kirk Cousins last year, rotten year, but boy, did he light up the Bucs. And I could just see it as plain as day. Kirk Cousins comes in, has the last great game of his career, and he lights up Bulls defense. He throws for 3 touchdowns. The Falcons win 24-20.
I hope
I'm wrong, but man, everything is screaming this. I've seen it too much. I've just seen it too much. I think there's bigger locker room issues than what we know about. I know it's starting to percolate, and I just think this team just looks dead in the water.
Ira, last question just for you. Just for you as we head out of here. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford. Thank you, Florida's Elite Restoration. Last one, Sage. The Todd Bowles confidence poll that we run every week, that's the worst it's been for a head coach. In 10-plus years of doing this, 90% of fans combined either voted no confidence or little confidence. And even our poll on who's going to win tonight's game, it was not much more than a 50-50 split against a terrible team.
That's disturbing.
That was even almost more disturbing because I thought it would have been, two-thirds of Bucs fans would have said they pick the Bucs. Ira, your thoughts on that? And we'll get out of here on the temperature around Todd Bowles.
Lee, Bowles has a chance. To change the narrative. But he's running out of time. Another loss tonight will send them into a spiral going into Charlotte. And if they don't make the playoffs, and I've been very steadfast that Bowles is returning in 26. I still think he will. But you mentioned this the other day. It's starting to feel like Raheem in 2011 a little bit. It is. And he was coming off a 10-win season, and they didn't want to fire him. But the fans were turning on Raheem at that time. The fans turned on Gruden. So it's a factor. It's a factor for the Glazers based on past history. Bowles has a chance. But the fact that you said dead in the water, they look dead. And that has to change, and it has to change now, right now.